The House of Representatives has passed a resolution condemning the school shootings last week in Santee, California. Two students at Santana High School were killed, 13 others wounded. A 15-year-old boy has been charged as an adult with murder, attempted murder, and assault with a firearm. During yesterday's House debate, very few members spoke for stricter gun control laws. They talked mostly about the need for smaller classes and more school safety programs. Susan Davis is a freshman Democrat who represents the district where the shootings took place.
We don't have enough exposure to positive parenting in our community. We need to encourage mentoring. Kids need to have mentors, and kids need to be mentors. Teachers as well need more time and resources to spend with their students. We know that our classes are too big. We need to create an atmosphere at school so kids feel both physically and mentally safe. We need to enlist the media, but we need to allow young people to have the input to create these messages because they really know what it is that young people will relate to.
Representative Susan Davis of California speaking on the House floor yesterday. Unfortunately, there's nothing new about students killing each other with guns, but there is something new about the response from Washington. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on the shifting politics of the gun control issue.
It's not surprising that the White House isn't calling for new gun control laws. President George Bush has a long history of opposing gun control, and he won office with the full support of the National Rifle Association. But the silence from Democrats on the issue is a sea change, and it's disturbing to gun control advocates like Joe Sudbay of the Violence Policy Center. Sudbay says the debate would have been very different if the Santee High School students had died before Election Day.
At least we would have had a discussion about the fact that we need to do something to prevent kids from killing other kids in schools. And instead, what we saw last week was a total abdication of any sense of responsibility by elected officials that they can do something to prevent this carnage that's happening.
After the massacre of students in Littleton, Colorado, 2 years ago, Democrats, led by President Bill Clinton, demanded more gun control. But after last week's shooting, the most prominent champion of stricter gun laws in the Congress, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York, proposed a voluntary code of ethics for gun owners. Schumer, who is the author of the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban, says his response was appropriate to the particular facts of the Santee High School shooting.
I think you have to look at each situation. From the reports we have, this gun was in the family's home, and it was there legally. So calling for laws to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them wouldn't have prevented this one.
But today, there is no one echoing the call of candidate Al Gore, who said the following during a Democratic primary debate last year.
I know about fighting for gun control. I helped to pass the toughest new gun control measure in a generation. I believe that we ought to have photo license IDs for the purchase of a new handgun. I think we ought to ban assault weapons and Saturday night specials and junk guns.
Gun control was supposed to be a great political issue for the Democrats. Polls still show that more than half of all Americans favor stricter laws. But the reality turned out to be much more complicated. Even though gun control advocates made gains in Congress last fall, electing five new senators who were opposed by the National Rifle Association, many Democrats believe that on balance, gun control hurt the party with white, rural, male voters, and that it was part of the reason Al Gore lost states like West Virginia, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri. Congressman Alan Mollahan is an anti-gun control Democrat from West Virginia.
I was on the campaign trail listening every day, and there was a lot of discontent with the vice president's position with regard to gun control, a lot of feeling that it was too extreme and it was too adversarial, and that no question but what that impacted him very negatively in West Virginia in the presidential race. Did he lose West Virginia because of the gun vote? My assessment would be that he did.
Gun control leaders like Chuck Schumer say they haven't changed their goals since the election, just their tactics.
My goal is still to ultimately get licensing and registration. But when George W. Bush is president, and he's had a pro-NRA position so much so that the NRA has said, we'll have a desk right in the White House. They were speaking figuratively only in terms of where their desk would be, not in terms of their influence. Then you try to focus on things that you can get done.
Gun control still has a lot of power as an issue. Last November, in Colorado and Oregon, voters passed ballot initiatives requiring background checks at gun shows, even though the NRA spent nearly $2 million to defeat them. But the gun control movement appears to be struggling. The Million Mom organization, formed after the March on Washington last spring, recently was forced to lay off its paid staff, even though its organizers insist its membership is growing. Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association is claiming victory, boasting that it now has a friend in the White House. At a recent gathering of conservatives, NRA President Charlton Heston, channeling his screen role as Long John Silver, warned President Bush not to take the gun lobby for granted.
You set the course, we'll steer it. It's a thirst for liberty that fills our musty cups. But let down your mates, sir, and you'll face the plank. No, that's God's truth, and my name ain't Long John Silver.
Democratic pollster Jeff Garin explains that the gun issue is very regional, and Democrats have decided even the modest calls for trigger locks and gun show background checks can be a liability in key districts.
In the sheer political arithmetic of this issue, if the open seats and the contested seats are in the suburbs, guns are a strong issue. If the open seats and the contested seats are in more rural areas, it becomes a more difficult issue.
And as a national issue, one embraced by the party's congressional leadership, gun control is off the table for now. Jeff Garin.
The reality is the Democrats are looking for issues that unify their caucus. And at the moment, because of the difference in rural and urban interests in rural and urban perspectives, this is not a unifying issue. And so I think there's an agreement at the moment to focus on other things.
Other things, such as prescription drug coverage, education, and tax cuts targeted to working families. And in 2002, when control of the House could be determined by a handful of races, Democrats don't want to take any chances with this issue. There is no shortage of individual Democrats and even some Republicans who are outspoken gun control advocates, and there are movements in many states for stricter gun laws. But in Washington, D.C., the issue of gun control has gone into hibernation. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.